Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This year are still very low. Mm-hmm. And why try to be the Baker Mayfield hero like he was in Cleveland, where he played at less than 100% and it ended up backfiring on him big time? You're better off putting a handful of good games on tape than playing a big chunk of games and not putting out a lot of quality.
Do you think Mike is making that say hypothetically that's what Mike's telling him, just for argument's sake. Would you even surmise that Mike is doing it in true good faith, or that he's just trying to come up with something that sounds good because he's really starting to shift over to Fields?
I think he's trying to keep everybody happy, and he doesn't want a situation where a valuable backup quarterback.
So he's steering on a very narrow road right now, trying to keep the car in between the lines.
It's like one of those, yes, one of those mountains in I don't know, maybe like the Laurel Highlands. You drive up and down those.
Switchbacks or whatever.
Are they windy?
Yeah, they're kind of windy. I think you need to go more like in the Rockies. Here's what it reminds me of. Did you ever play the game at like a festival or like a, you know, Kennywood type place? It's got the little circle, like a metal like circle in the middle, and there's two handles to hold it, like very small, and you've got to wind it all the way down that like piece of shock metal, where if you touch it, you get like buzzed.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's
what's that game called?
It's called a giant pain in the ass money pit if you're Chris Muller and you think you can beat the game. But then you get too nervous and your hands get a little unsteady and eventually you get shocked a little bit. I think that's what Tomlin's trying to do here. He's trying to thread a needle that's very tough to thread. Like, at what point, how many more games would we have to see? Now, I guess injury would be the other reason Tomlin would say, hey, you might be out there sooner or later. He's going to get hurt. He's gotten hurt the last two seasons. But how many more games would we have to see where Justin Fields continues to take obvious steps and they keep winning before Mike would just be like, I am pot committed here? In his own, I'm saying like to himself when he's like self-evaluating how to handle this situation. You get to like 6 or 7 and 1, Pony. I understand that that's still 3 wins away or 4 wins away. That's a lot of games, and you know that very well probably won't happen. But even if you get to 6 and 2 through 8, he's really going to look himself in the mirror, look at Justin Fields, look at Russell Wilson, and say, all right, Russ, you're healthy. Thanks, Justin. You just propelled us to be on pace for like a 13-win or 12-win season. Go hit the bench. You've presumably put up very good numbers and shown what you can do in that time frame. Hey, it's Russ's job. Come on.
I think Tomlin's like a guy that's very much in love with Fields and likes the long-term trajectory of Fields and appreciates and even really puts a high value in what he's done for these first four games. Mm-hmm. But the schedule gets so much harder in the second half of the season. If they had a two- or three-game losing streak, even if Fields was not the main reason why they lost, if he still has Wilson, I could see Tomlin being tempted to go to the bullpen just to get some kind of spark from his quarterback. Because he might feel like if he does that, he could carefully navigate that in a way where it wouldn't piss off Fields so much that it would affect them signing a long-term deal with him.
I think you would have to have a game or two games where, like, Fields turnovers, where you and I come on the air the next day, and it is the obvious story. Hey, a brutal turnover by Justin Fields here in a crucial spot is the reason they lost this game. I think it's very tough to make the argument you're describing if he's merely playing, like, average football and they're just losing because teams are better. Like, I think that's a tough sell for him. Because he would know. Fields is a smart guy. He would know, I'm not the reason we're losing these games. He could also, by the way, I think there's a case for Fields to say right this second, my numbers would even look a lot better if you guys would just take the restrictor plate off me earlier.
I agree with that.
Like, I think he could say to Mike, how have I not earned your trust? Not in this way, but like, hey, Mike, I think I've earned your trust. Like, you have given me, sort of by design, like, a little bit more. You've parceled out more opportunity week after week. I've pretty much taken it and run with it. Like, let's go.
I don't think Mike wants, ever since Ben left and he was able to take back control of his team, I don't think Mike has wanted to give that back to a quarterback.
Why? That's so short. Like, I think Mike is a lot of things. Dumb is not
what Bill
Belichick.
I mean, you heard what Bill Belichick said, the way that Mike wants to play.
But that's not it's more sustainable this year because teams are generally scoring lower and passing games have been flattened a little bit, but like,
every
you still
coach
have to have a quarterback be a force multiplier.
I know, but every coach has a personality and every coach has a style, and I think we're learning that's Mike's. Dulac said in his chat, something along the lines of, if Tomlin hired Sid Gilman as his offensive coordinator, he'd still try to win the game 17-13. If he hired Bill Walsh, he'd still try to win a game scoring 17 points.
Well, then that's a Mike problem.
Fittipaldo has said multiple times he thinks that Tomlin is holding back Arthur Smith.
I think there's probably truth to that. I mean, here's why. I think he can have enough influence on the game plan. Do you know that only two teams in the entire NFL, and this is on the Steelers' website, this is Matt Williamson. There was a lot of research. I think he does this every week. You realize only two teams in the NFL run a higher percentage of running plays on first down than the Steelers? And they're not very good at it on first down specifically. They have the second worst success rate. I don't know how that's defined, but I think you and I, it's like the old pornography definition.
I know what success rate is.
It's what?
It's 4 yards,
four yards or more. Right, okay. Yeah. You know what their success rate is? 17.6% on first down runs. Do you know who the only team in the league is that's worse? Dallas.
I was just going to guess that.
And so, like, there's your evidence that Ray is maybe right, that Mike just needs to snap out of this. Like, man, you've got a real weapon here.
And it sounds like Arthur Smith wants to do that with Justin Fields. Donnie is back in Green Tree. Donnie, give us the clip here of Arthur Smith from a couple hours ago talking about how he was just wowed and really blown away by the way Fields took over the game in the second half against the Colts.
The relationship that we have growing every day, that does fire you up. It's never going to be perfect. There's things we all got to work on. But certainly I thought in that second half, what was cool to watch as a coach and a play caller, when somebody gets in that kind of flow, I mean, he was damn near took the game over. When that happens and you feel it with a player, it didn't matter what I called. You know, you felt them rolling. So that's what was such a bitter pill to swallow how the game ended.
He made it sound like Fields was in the zone.
He was. But he was. I think you could defend Mike's strategy, not defend the fact that he had signed off on both of these players I'm about to name. When he had Kenny and Mitch, who just weren't capable guys at the end of the day, like Mitch is never going to be a starter again in the NFL. I don't think Kenny probably will be either. And they both, especially Kenny, had a limited physical ceiling. You could defend a more conservative approach because maybe you would bank on the player having some fourth quarter magic in him. You just want to keep the games close. You've got like a sports car here. You don't have a half lemon from the dealership. Open the thing up and let it go 100 miles an hour. But here's it comes back to me for one word with him, trust. And I think he loves the player, and he likes the way Justin Fields conducts himself, too. Like, all of that, I think, appeals to Mike. But I think he is a very hard guy for him. It's very hard for him as a coach.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Which to trust a player.
Text did come in after that Russell Wilson conversation to tell us that he took place in 11-on-11 drills for the first time since he got hurt. So he is making progress. But the video we've seen from practice still shows that they won't even let him roll out on passes yet. Not a full participant, I wouldn't think. We'll see the full report later on this hour. Bob Papiani's back with us, Channel 2. You'll see him on... Well, what is the schedule for you guys this Sunday, Bob, with it being a night game? What do you guys got cooked up for us? Anything?
Well, we do a pregame show every Sunday, same time, 11:30 a.m., so it's well before that's well before the game. We do some stuff on KDK Plus, and then... at night, we have to do our showdown show live. So if you guys are both available, I'm looking for participants. I'll just do it now since I have you because everyone seems to be going to the game, and I need some panelists. And let's bring the PM team to the PM team.
Well, I am out because I have to do the First and Pod podcast with Patrick Peterson. So I
what do you prioritize? Is that your priority?
Well,
Come on, man.
If you had asked me last week, I could have made you my top priority, but you're putting me on the spot here days before I have to tape this with him.
Bob, I'll tell you what.
Okay,
If this were baseball, you'd be in the Hall of Fame because you'd be hitting 500 here. I will do the showdown live.
Ballsy in.
Well, that's great, Chris. I appreciate that. And I got to find – everyone's tied up for the game. It's kind of hard to do anything like that.
Bob –
by the way, sorry. I'm kind of moving around here, so hopefully you don't hear any distractions.
What golf course are you at right now?
No golf course. Not this week. I've had enough of those for the last two Thursdays, I think.
Eagle Market District is what it's called right now.
You may be right about that. I need to do this.
You guys gave the Steelers the kiss of death last Sunday. Every single person on your pregame show picked the Steelers to beat the Colts. Is every person on your pregame show picking the Steelers to beat the Cowboys, too?
Those results aren't in, but I will tell you, so far, after the first 3 weeks, I was the only one who picked against the Steelers in week one. I took Atlanta because I really thought they were going to have a problem with Cousins, but Cousins did not look good at all, and now he's gotten better since. So, I mean, this is one of those games, you know, people are underestimating maybe what Dak Prescott can do, I think. I understand they have injuries on defensive side, and the Steelers should be able to move the ball, but I thought that last week. Didn't we talk here about Indianapolis missing some of their key players?
Yes.
And I thought for sure they'd be able to do more, especially in the first half of that game.
Yeah, me too. And then they went out and played a horrible 30 minutes of football. Actually, more like a horrible 40 minutes and then almost redeemed themselves. Do you think they should go get Devontae Adams, Bob?
No. I just think it's too much money. I think there's too many. They need somebody. Maybe it's a C.J. Moore type. Maybe it's there are other possibilities,
DJ
I think.
Moore.
I think C.J. Moore is a guy that's about to bag your groceries there, Bob. I think you meant
what
DJ.
Did I say?
You said CJ.
Okay. Yeah, DJ Moore
whatever.
Ain't going anywhere.
I told you I'm multitasking. I'm walking through this thing now, trying to look at different
aisles.
I'll tell you what's
terrific at the grocery store. I think most places do it. That little in-between size cart, not the big cart, not the basket either, just that little half cart.
Can't you do it all from your phone now and they just bring the groceries right to your car? Why don't you just do
He's
that,
He's a blue-collar
Bob?
Guy. He wants to go in there and be amongst the people. Why? Are you a guy who does digital grocery shopping, Pony?
No, Amanda generally handles all that stuff.
Oh, interesting.
No, very funny. I don't trust that kind of stuff. I just don't. I'd rather do it myself.
Okay, so you're out on Devontae Adams. That's fine. What would you say to the complaint levied against Tomlin that it really doesn't matter who they get offensively because he's still going to force his offense and his offensive coordinator to play call it very close to the vest and prioritize not making mistakes as opposed to trying to make big plays, Bob?
Well, first of all, I think fundamentally that's not a bad way to go, but you can only take that so far. Then you have to be willing and able to adjust when the time comes. And I think I may have told you this, Andrew, on Monday night during the sports call show, that I think we've come to a point, I've watched enough of Justin Fields to know that maybe they should just start with a run-first mentality this week and throw Dallas off a little bit because they will be expecting the run. Their running backs are limited. They don't, you know, I'm not sure how well they can play.
You mean pass first, Bob? You got confused again. You mean pass first mentality? You said run first.
Yeah, pass first. I'm sorry. I'm now in a bread aisle. I'm looking for rye bread. I hate it. I can't find it.
I'm just waiting I'm waiting for you to answer one of our questions with, I'll take a quarter pound of jumbo, and then I'll take some chip chopped ham.
You know, they got to get in their pumpernickel defense. I mean, let's be honest with each other.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, do something different. I think he's proven that he can do that. So, you know, the bottom line there is, yeah, you want to fundamentally be able to run the ball when you can, but if you start every week with that being the first thing you do and it's shut down, you know, now it's going and playing right in the hands of the defense. I want to mix it up a little bit. I think Justin Fields has shown his ability to get down the field with accuracy on the run or not, even in the pocket. In that game 2 weeks ago in the pocket, 8 of 11, pretty good stuff.
Do you think Mike Tomlin has trust issues with his quarterbacks? Like as far as trusting them to do what
no,
we're describing
I
here?
I think ever since Ben Roethlisberger, you know, it's different when you know you have someone year in and year out. You don't have – there's no competition for the job. You know what you got. He's this is a combination of philosophy, too. His philosophy is always going to be run first if he can. Set the stage, physical game. And, again, I think that's a good philosophy to have. As long as you can execute it well, fast play should be available after you do that. So I think it's a combination. I don't think he has – I think he's developing more and more trust, let's put it this way, for Justin Fields.
Bob?
Well, we were waiting to ask a question. One of us couldn't decide who was going to go next here. I think Bob is just hanging out in the bread aisle still with the rye.
Bob, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay,
can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. How did you react to the Pirates' decision to bring back the GM and the manager?
Well, not surprised. Just because of the way that the only thing that surprised me is how quick this came to be. I thought they talk about doing a full, you know, review of what went on the previous year, all this kind of stuff, but that seemed very quick to make that decision. And it also seemed like it was almost fait accompli. Like Ben Cherington said, I want this, you'll get that. Okay, fine, take it. Like, come on.
Bob, you also sound a little out of breath now. Are you trying to do this at, like, a rapid pace, trying to whip around like it's supermarket sweeps here?
You guys are very intrusive. You know, I'm come on, Pony. First of all, I have a cart that doesn't work right. The wheels are screwed up, and, you know. So.
Well, that's every cart. Name me a grocery store where you're not going to end up picking the cart that has the janky wheel, and I'll be very surprised.
Donnie,
okay.
What
I'm now stationary, Andrew. Well, I'm not moving.
Donnie, at what age would you have gone up to Bob in the supermarket, introduced yourself, and asked him a sports question?
Oh, that's a good question. See, I was always, like, so nervous to do that stuff as a kid. Like, anytime there was any sort of person of fame around, and none get bigger than Pomp in the Pittsburgh TV market. I would have had to be older, like probably like around college age.
I'm just imagining Donnie. Mr. Pompiani, do you think the Pirates should have kept Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington? Hey, hand me that Wonder Bread, son. No, I would have fired them both.
Here's the thing I'll say about that, though, and Donnie, I appreciate those kinds of words, but I will say that I thought, you know, even if they would make a change, what are we really doing? Is it going to change ultimately what remains the same? To me, it all starts at the top of commitment from Bob Nutting on all levels, and that includes surrounding what looks like a very good pitching staff with much more this offseason. Not the nickel and dime, all due respect to those guys, but those kind of, you know, $3 million, $4 million, $6 million, you got to go out and make a statement. And if you're going to do it, this is the time to do it. If everyone's coming back, it should be, okay, this is the goal. If you're not in the playoffs, you're all gone. Simple as that. And they should make that transparent, I think.
Give us a snack, food, or treat that's not on Lisa's grocery list that Bob will sneak on there because he likes it so much.
Something that's on my list.
No, something well, that's not like, oh, a little treat. You're going to treat yourself to food, whether it's salty or sweet.
You won't show Lisa the receipt, so she'll never know, and you might just hide it and keep it to yourself.
Well, she knows everything, number one, so that doesn't happen. But I would say I'm just a big chip guy. I love chips. I can't watch anything without crunching something. Now, I'm trying to get to carrots, you know, because I think that would help me more. It's not the same. It's not the same. I agree. I've tried the carrots, and the carrots don't do anything for me. I need the salt that comes with watching sports.
What kind of chip do you like the best?
Oh, I like the crunchers, you know, the like kettle cooked.
The kettle cooked, yeah.
The Cape Cod style.
Well, I say kettle cooked. Oh, what about the jalapeno, the salt and cracked pepper? Now I'm getting hungry, Bob.
Salt and vinegar, barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue's the worst chip there's ever been.
Too much. No, but the salt and vinegar is pretty good. You know, you can't beat that. Smokehouse, have you ever tried those?
Is that a barbecue?
They're okay. It's a barbecue. It's pretty intense, actually. So I don't like it that intense, you know, but anything salty is good for me.
I'm going to tell you what you want to find. There's a brand, I think it might be the Kettle brand. They make peppercini-flavored chips. They're terrific. You got
really?
It? Yes, you've got to try them.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
They are so good, dude.
That does sound disgusting. Chris, come on, pepperoncini chips.
Ugh. Bob. I would watch
How
it,
about
Bob.
Anchovy chips. Maybe we could find anchovy chips.
Bob, I'm gonna rescind that offer to do the live showdown here. If you keep ripping my chip preferences, you're gonna be back to square one if this keeps up.
Bob, we'll be watching Sunday at 11:30. Thank you.
All right, and I'll see you guys. Well, I'll see you, Chris, on Sunday night. And Andrew, have a nice time with Patrick Peterson. Sounds like a great time.
Thank you. All right. Bob. Bob Pompiani, everybody, at Giant Eagle Market District.
I can have a nice time with Patrick Peterson. It sounds like a great time. It's just a passive-aggressive Hall of Fame statement.
I think the one he's at in Robinson, I think you can drink there. I think they
that's
have a
the
little,
big one. Yeah, they have a little cafe area. Yeah, they have a cafe area. That's like, yeah, that's because he lives near me. I invited him. I think he was very busy to the little Ace birthday bash we do every summer because it's like a summer party. Pomp lives no more
than
Malzi, like...
Yes, I've attended the party every year since it started.
I'm saying it's exposition for the listener. And I think Pomp and I live less than 10 minutes from each other, so that's definitely the one that he's going to.
Let's go. It's time for PM Team Power Rankings. Today we're doing it a little bit different. We're rattling off our Steelers' first quarter awards 4 games in, a quarter of the way through the season. Going through some individual accolades for Steelers to hearken in the second quarter of the season, which starts Sunday night against the Cowboys. Let's start with the Steelers MVP through 4 games, Malzi.
Steelers MVP through 4 games is Justin Fields. He's made almost all the plays asked of him. There have been rough patches, little fumble problems that certainly cropped up, some CQ exchange problems that cropped up. For him, but they would be worse than 3-1 if somebody other than Justin Fields was their quarterback. He's been at least worth 1 win, probably could argue 2. He's made big plays that guys in recent years here just aren't capable of making. I'll even go back to week 1, the throw to Pickens across the field that put 3 points on the board, crucial points. He just has flashed, I would say, in a very majority sense, majority of the time, he has flashed all the athletic ability you'd want to see, the big arm, and done it while mostly limiting the turnovers that define the tenure in Chicago. I think he's a pretty easy choice.
Donnie?
Chris Boswell is my choice here, and I think it's actually kind of an easy one. I can speak highly of Justin Fields, but Boswell, without question, a reason why they are 3-1. I mean, the dude has emerged as maybe the best kicker in the entire National Football League. 5 of 6 from beyond 50 yards. The only miss was that, what, like 62-yarder that Mike Tomlin sent him out there for at the end of the half against the Chargers. It's funny that I'm going to go with a kicker, but he's the Steelers' MVP through the first four games.
Well, that happened in 1982 as well in the NFL, so it's not totally.
What was that guy's name, Donnie, in 82?
I can never remember the strike
Mark
year.
Mark Mosley.
Did Gary Anderson ever win the Steelers' MVP award?
Oof. That would be a hard one for me to go back and look.
I'm going to guess no, but I'm sure there were years in the 80s that he should have garnered consideration for it.
Steelers team MVPs. I'll just quickly scan it on the team website. Yes, he did in 83.
Look at that.
Dwayne Woodruff in 82. Gary Anderson in 83.
Gary Anderson, do you know what he's doing with himself now?
Designing golf courses.
Fly fisherman.
That's hard,
he
too.
He gets people together. They go on fly fishing trips together. He teaches them how to do it. He has master's class for it where it's just experts.
Really?
He is incredible at fly fishing.
That's harder than regular fishing. Like, there's like an art to it, is there not? I've been told fly fishing is...
I've never done it before.
Like, if you fish, you're right. You and I have fished, but I've been told, I think, that there, if you try to fly fish and you think, well, I've you know, fished off of a dock... Two completely different things.
I'm going with TJ Watt for MVP. He's coming off his least productive game. He didn't show up in the box score really at all. I still think he's been far and away the Steelers' best player. Mulsey's point about Fields was they don't win a game without him. I think that's absolutely true of Watt in the Atlanta game as well. I know Boswell made big kicks in that one, so Donnie would try to fight me on that a little bit. But I think for through the first three games, he was far and away their best player. Made it close with the lack of production against Indy, but man, he was held on every play, Chris. I don't know if you've heard that. If the NFL had correctly, all the calls that they've missed involving Watt, I'm now going to add them in my personal stat
book.
So just
like the Buffalo Bills are my Super Bowl champion from several years ago,
he has 9 sacks instead of 3. He has a forced fumble. He has 2 fumble recoveries, and he has 15 quarterback hits, not 7.
Congratulations to him. That's a hell of a stat line he's putting up.
Well, Fields gets those plays that didn't count to George Pickens in the Denver game and the touchdown that got called back in that game for you. So I'm only being
fair. That's true. That is true. I can't really make fun of you for that.
Steelers' biggest surprise. This is a positive award, Donnie, through 4 games.
I'm going to go with Deshaun Elliott for this one. He was the player I thought would be their most underrated signing of the offseason. We've mentioned that ad nauseum. It was such a busy week. Nobody really even paid attention to the Steelers signing Deshaun Elliott. People thought, oh, that's a pretty good fit next to Minka Fitzpatrick. He's arguably been, besides TJ Watt, their best defensive player. Leads the team in tackles. He has an interception. He has a forced fumble. He's defended a couple of passes. He has a tackle for loss. This guy seems to, in every game, make some sort of impactful play. I mean, for the first half against Indy, he looked like the only dude who gave a crap to be out there, he and Cam Hayward. Elliott's been a pleasant surprise. I think he's been great with them.
Mine is... It is a surprise that I'm going to say this guy. It's Cam Hayward. I thought Cam Hayward would be good. I didn't expect that he would come back at this age off of that injury and be an elite player again. And I would say after Watt, he's been the Steelers' second best defensive player. And I think he's probably their second best player, period, to this point in the season. So I thought he would be rock solid. I didn't think he'd hurt the Steelers, but that contract that they signed him to is looking like a bargain if he continues to play at the level and the rate he has through 4 games, Malzi.
You want to talk about your surprise to be saying this? My surprise of the early season is Dan Moore.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's been Listen,
that's a really good one.
I've bitched and moaned. You know, everybody who listens to this show knows how wrong I think they've done Broderick Jones since they drafted him, playing him out of position, kind of just messing with him and not letting him go play left tackle. But at least through four games, Dan Moore has been way more good than bad. He has largely not been noticeable. I think there's been a penalty here or there. I think he got beat by an inside move. Okay. Two of those total in four games, I have to give him some credit. I can't just be a blind hater all the time. Then you'd have to start calling me Kabali.
Biggest disappointment, I'm going with Patrick Queen, and I think this is going to be a clean sweep of award with us. I can't – there are other guys that haven't lived up to the billing, but he's been so much worse than I thought he would be. You have to really pull out a magnifying glass and go play by play to find – maybe even five plays that were even in the realm of being difference-making plays to a game. It's been a really rough start for him. Missed tackles, not being in the right place, defense not being set up appropriately or correctly, which falls back on him because he is the, quote, quarterbacker extension of the coaching staff on the field calling out the plays. I didn't expect that he would just step in here and be elite or great, but he's been a liability for them through four games. Biggest disappointment, Patrick Queen.
I'm going to be different here just for the sake of being different. I can't say I'm disappointed by him because I expected less of him than everybody else did. That's why I guess technically I shouldn't
have... Wait, this
bad? No, not this bad, but like that's why I probably shouldn't have said Deshaun Elliott and why I didn't, partly why I didn't for surprise. I thought Deshaun Elliott would be good. How about this? I don't think this is all his fault, but again, you're paying him a lot of money. Minkah Fitzpatrick, no interceptions, no tackles for loss, not one splash play by the definition of splash play through four games, not one. The guy has a total of, let me see here, 32 tackles, Pony. Again, not one of them is for a loss. What has he done?
Well, Terrell Austin was asked about that today and gave like an answer that really did not pass my sniff test, where it was just like, well, you know, it hasn't happened yet, but that doesn't mean it won't happen. That doesn't mean it ain't going to happen. That doesn't mean the day
won't
come.
Let me put it this way. Do you either of you think I'm being unreasonable to suggest that a guy getting $18 million per, even if there are other issues on the defense, should have done something in four games?
No, because here's how I'll agree with you. If we're doing grades instead, I'm giving him a B. But your mom was a teacher. You expect Minkah to show up and ace every test.
He's an A student.
Exactly.
I expect him, if I'm a teacher, he's the guy who's supposed to get 96 or higher. If he's getting 88s, 87s, that's not good enough.
Donnie, disappointment.
I went different, too, because I knew Patrick Queen would be the pick of one of you guys. This one, mostly injury-riddled, but you know, it's someone that all three of us love. I think Jaylen Warren, because the dude has barely been on the football field this season. And now I'm wondering, with how good Patterson has been in the run game, how much do we see Warren going forward? He I don't want to say he's completely at risk, but I think there's some fear that he's pushed out of the offense or at least split with Patterson the rest of the way.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.